live on eFoods Direct.
There are 67 days left in 2011, then we swing into 2012, and there are 13 months in front of us before the next election for president. Will it be the current guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, President Barack Obama, or one of a plethora of Republicans who want the nod on the Republican side of the aisle, and ultimately the big ticket to be the next president? The person who could easily, I think, glide into that spot would have to come up with the best ever, hands-down way, not bumper sticker knowledge, to solve the economic crunch that we're in. Somebody who can answer that call and promise that this is what would happen. Pretty tough, huh? They absolutely would be the president. If the current guy hasn't come up with it, so you figure it has to be a new face. But who is that new face? So once again, stupid, it all goes back to what's in your wallet. That's my little bumper sticker saying that I ripped off from a credit card company. Hey, they've been ripping us off for a very long time, haven't they? My name's Kate Delaney. This is America Tonight. People are miserable, and they're starting to talk about it. Whether it's the Occupy movements, some of them faux, some of them real, some of them confused, but definitely existing in various cities and suburbs. Do they have a plan? Is there even any kind of an end game here? Who knows? But it's more voices, regardless of what you think about them, that are part of the buzz in our backyard.
We're creating our own version of a lobbyist for the poor and the middle class. We don't have a lobbyist to send to our representatives, who often have expensive lobbyists coming to them and speaking their issue. So we're coming here, lifting our voices, getting their attention.
I think it's wonderful. I think we need more stuff like this. We need to connect with all aspects of the community, especially positive people like this.
All right, so what you just heard there was a snippet of one of the Occupy movements in San Francisco. The woman who was so eloquent in the beginning, Reverend Donna Allen, talking about there is no lobby for the poor. Is that true? Is there no lobby for the poor people in this country? And what's the definition of poor? I'd be curious about that. It seems as though economically we pick a number, whatever the number is. Well, if you make over $250,000, then you are considered wealthy in Obama's tax bracket. If you make less than that, are you middle class slash potentially poor? So the Occupy movement in San Francisco, one of their focuses is that. How come there's nobody to represent the interest of the people who don't have a lot of money? And she answered the question, because they don't pay anyone to represent their interests. The rich do get richer, and there's a reason for that, because you can live off the interest. I know you've all heard that saying. And because when you're wealthy, you can buy or pay for better tax attorneys, and you can certainly pay to have your interest represented in Washington, no matter what they tell us. So we should look at some of the current polls and see where things are shaken around the country, because we're coming up to primary and caucus season. New Hampshire is a big one. That's January 9th, so right after the holidays. And then you have a slew of others. And, of course, Iowa's big and the caucuses and all of that. And big in the sense that whoever ultimately is going to emerge from the Republican side, that will start to take shape after we get out of 2011. And as I said, 67 days left. 67 days scary to say that, really, to put that out there in the wind. Thinking about that is, doesn't it seem like it was just the middle of the summer? It does to me, anyway. I don't know if that's good or I'm not sure. Is that good? Is that bad? Not sure. So while Michelle Bachmann is struggling with her campaign staff in New Hampshire, Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, who feels pretty good about his chances, is beefing up his campaign staffers in the next couple of weeks. They're adding veteran pollsters and campaign folks and looking for strategic kind of people. You know, they put out that kind of announcement. Perry hasn't run any television ads, but he's got $15 million in the bank to buy those spots. And they'll focus on that as you get closer to the primary season. I'm sure that's probably the plan. You know, that's part of the deal in running for president. That's the other thing, you know, talking about representing the interests of the poor, you have to have money to win an election because you have to have some sort of advertising. And if you don't have the money, it makes it pretty tough. You got to ultimately, too, have the parties backing behind you, but you have to get there first. You have to get there first. Now, we've talked about the straw polls and who's won what in various states that have cropped up along the way. We even did our own here on America Tonight, which Herman Cain won by just a vote or two over Ron Paul. Another straw poll victory, though, was had over the weekend for Paul. So he's got this amazing band of people who follow him, a very loyal group. Can that mean some victories in the primaries, though, for him? In Ohio, he took more than half the votes of the 428 Republican activists who paid $25 to participate in the Ohio swing state straw poll that was in Columbus. It's a pretty small turnout, but, you know, his win is a win, and it comes with whatever, 229 votes. Herman Cain comes in second with 109. Mitt Romney third. He's had 38. Michelle Bachmann, who started off the straw poll season by grabbing Iowa, was in Ohio in the bottom with just two. So what does it mean? Is it tell you anything? I think the one thing it tells you is that Paul is very good at raising money, has very, very loyal followers, and really believes, because this is it for him, that he still has a chance to snag this nomination. So we'll see what happens in the primaries. In just 3 days of fundraising, he made $2.68 million. Now, 200 would be different. $2.68 million in 3 days. Pretty good. I bet you Herman Cain wished he could do the same thing. So there are a couple of things that Paul has always been strong at, and he's proving once again those things keep him in the mix, because that's exactly what happened in Ohio. What's going on in the Middle East? We're going to talk about that coming up in just a few here on ATN. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Somebody gives you an all-expenses paid trip to the beach. Your life just freezes, so you're not going to screw anything up with your three jobs or your wife, your kids, or vice versa, your husband, the people around you, whatever it is. You can literally just be pulled back from your life for a week. And you can just relax. You don't have to worry about any of this stuff. You don't have to worry about your mortgage payments, your car payments, what's going on with your with your house problems, that kind of stuff. And the catch is you have to read, like your kid, you know, you do those book reports. You have to read one book about somebody in history. I mean, it could be anybody. So it's a biography, unauthorized or authorized, sort of doesn't matter, but just one biography. Who's the person that you're picking? And the reason I bring this up is because are we jobbed out by now? I think Steve Jobs is a brilliant man because he knew how to sell. And Steve Wozniak was the brains behind the operation, coming up with some of the gadgets that he thought of. So you have the iPhone, the iPad, the iPod, and I'm putting them in reverse order, really, but think of the brilliance of turning Apple around after getting booted from Apple. Apple's practically bankrupt. He comes back, saves the company, saves the day, becomes the CEO, becomes the Oracle. And there's a book that's being released about Steve Jobs. Walter Isaacson, the guy who wrote it, pretty smart guy. If you Google him, you'll find out he's written a ton of different books and certainly biographies, all kinds. He did one on Ben Franklin that I like that's huge. I mean, it'll take you, you have to be on that beach, maybe taking a few jumps in the ocean, swimming a little bit, but then you'd be right back to that book to finish that one. But the Steve Jobs one, I happened to see him on one of the network shows talking about interviewing him and, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly about Steve Jobs. It wasn't a big flowery, oh, you're amazing, and all these people think you're incredible, but some of the nasty things that his personality, you know, so the darker side, I guess, if you will, about his personality. And it got me thinking about that. The problem is that I don't care if you have a Kindle, or it's like if you were at my website right now, americatonight.net, I have a, I've got a Nook, but the problem is I still have what most Americans have the problem with, and that's not enough time to sit down and just chill and read a book for pleasure, especially something that's pretty thick. So the Steve Jobs deal is coming out. It made me think, well, if you could just read that one book, what would it be? And there's no time, you know, you don't have anything in your way, and you're really just chilling, so you can focus on whatever it is that you're reading. Would it be his book, or would it be somebody else? You know, it's like Dick Cheney came out with his book. Condi Rice has a book coming out. Bush had his memoir come out, if you remember, in the beginning of the year. Anyone who's been president's had a book or two or three. And even on the road to being president, they've had them. Would you be interested in reading what they have to say? And there's the other thing. The unauthorized or the authorized version of the person that you want to read about. What would be more interesting? It might depend on the credibility of the writer, I guess. And you think about it, it's like Sarah Palin. The book about Sarah Palin made a lot of noise because there were all kinds of things about Sarah Palin that she says the guy was creepy and moved in next to them and was stalking her, basically, and digging up things about Sarah Palin. And, you know, ultimately, did he sell a lot of books? Speech-wise, I think he sold some books. So if you had that time, who was it you're going to, you know, who is it you're going to read? I think I'd read the Jobs thing. I think I would. But the Ben Franklin book was good. I like that book. It was almost like, and of course there's no way that happened, but it was almost like Isaacson sat down and talked to Franklin. Like he was channeling him. And that really had all sides of Franklin, why he was how he was, his ties to Boston and his family and printing and, you know, right from the very beginning, what it was like and what it was like to go to Philadelphia and what it was like to be there in the beginning stages of the government and, you know, of the beginning stages of our government. And I thought it was pretty fascinating stuff to read. And the Jobs book, I think, would be interesting because now we're talking about a whole different realm with technology. And on this show, we use technology every day. You use technology every day. Even if you're old school, I think most of you, other than Mark in New York, who doesn't have a computer, he really is old school. Most of you, but at his job he does. Most of you are using definitely some forms or all forms of a part of probably what Steve Jobs might have been responsible for or might have pushed other companies to have to develop to keep up with Apple. And it's amazing how a touch of a button, what can happen in such a quick instant, and that you can even download books the way you can now. You know, I was looking at this day in history, going back and thinking about today's the 25th of October, and if you go back in, you know, if you go back in our history, even if you go, let's say, to 1854, the charge of the Light Brigade, remember that? That took place, and of course this isn't so much our history, but that took place during the Crimean War as an English brigade of 600 men charged an army from where? Russia despite crazy odds and heavy, heavy losses. And it's the one time that we could sit back and really be concerned and watch to see what happened, because you think of all the things that happened up to that point in America and all the losses that we had dealt with in America. And then you fast forward to the 50s and, you know, we're talking about the Korean War, and you think of the rippling effects of the Korean War and the fact that we still have that standoff and we have so many soldiers right there in the land of, you know, in the land of I'm staring you down, you're staring me down, right? The North and the South Koreans. And are we moving from there? The answer is no. And then 10 years ago, the House jumped on board. The Senate sent President Bush at the time, the U.S. Patriot Act, which was a measure that some people are still questioning, like, wow, now we want this? What's happening? What are the police doing? They've got the ability to search people's houses and business records, and they can eavesdrop on phone conversations and computer conversations, and, you know, and they're allowed to do it because of this Patriot Act. And then 5 years ago, now we're seeing that it's an end to Iraq, but President Bush told a news conference at that time 5 years ago on this day, on the 25th of October, that he was unhappy with this very unpopular war, but that the United States was winning and shouldn't think about withdrawing. And now here we are, all these many years later, finally withdrawing from Iraq. But at what point along the way do we say to ourselves, in looking back at the Iraq situation, and if we go back in history 5 years from now, 6 years from now, 10 years from now, what are we going to say? How are we going to mark the Iraq situation? Will the people still have a so-called democratic regime, or will there be mass chaos? We'll be back to that, and will there be the Shias and Sunnis and Kurds who are not getting along and who are trying to still get their own piece of the pie, not to mention how Iran can wiggle in there. Stay with us.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
The place here on America Tonight, as we sometimes do. Got a great fair or foul for you. I've had a lot on my mind lately, and I guess that's why I'm spewing during this hour of America Tonight, which sometimes can be good. I'm sure all of you have had familiar things, the same thing happen to you. It's a familiar thing that when you have a lot going on and you're thinking about a lot of different things, it all comes out at one time. That's why they say you should put it pad by your bed when you're sleeping and scribble down your ideas or just things that are on your mind that you keep forgetting to do. Simple as that, right? So we have the super committee, you know, the super committee that's spending all their time trying to figure out what are we going to do? How do we come up with $1 trillion worth of cuts before the axe just falls, before there's an automatic trigger? Because we're almost into November. So you've got Republicans and Democrats that are part of this committee. They're actually agreeing on something. They're agreeing on cutting health care for veterans. Yeah. The government's promise of health care for men and women, the lifetime guarantee, suddenly it's not one of those sacred cows, you know, something you can't touch. They're actually talking about cutting that benefit because they got to come up with $1 trillion. How are they going to do it? Well, what they're talking about is to cut health care costs that jumped up from $19 billion in 2001 rather to $53 billion, and the Pentagon, of course, is giving health care coverage to 3.3 million active duty people and their dependents, and 5.5 million retirees, eligible dependents, and surviving spouses. Retirees outnumber the active duty. Ooh, this is going to be ugly. Yeah, I mean, you got to weigh in on this if you even have half an eye open. So retirees outnumber the active guys or women, 2.3 million to 1.4 million. You combine with the billions in retirement pay, and they're saying that the personnel costs have put the Pentagon in a situation where it's unsustainable. So now you've got veterans groups, retired generals that are fighting changes, arguing that Americans who are willing to die for their country shouldn't be treated this way. They should be treated differently than the average worker. The American Legion, for example, here's a good one. They sent a letter to every single member of the House and the Senate pushing them, pleading them to spare health care benefits. The Veterans of Foreign Wars has urged its 2 million members, their families and friends, to do the same thing. Contact your congressperson, your senator, and tell them the same thing. Don't you dare do this to us. So you've got the Senate Armed Services Committee, that includes John McCain, who recommended that the Special Deficit Cutting Super Committee look at raising enrollment fees and putting restrictions on the military's health care program. It's called TRICARE. So current people would be grandfathered in. And they also, McCain also favored creating a commission to look at military retirement benefits and make recommendations for changes, you know, period. And saying that, you know, what the American Legion, these other groups are saying, you put the burden back on the people, the beneficiaries. So we don't support that. You know, the American Legion, we don't support that. And what about future benefits for anybody heading to Afghanistan in the near future? It just shows you how bad of a shape the country's in. Really, don't you think, if Congress is willing to consider cost-cutting changes to the military's entitlement program, that a bunch of senators are willing to say, okay, we got to worry about the budget, so it's a tough thing to do, but we have to, you know, we have to do it. If we have to save, we got to figure out a way to save it. How are we going to save it? And I say, you're recruiting people, and think of it, all the military branches, you're recruiting people who are wet behind the ears in some cases, right? And telling them what a great career this is, then something happens, and then they come back, and they can't. There's no support for them. There's no lifetime of being able to get the military, the care rather that they need. That's how you're treated when you go off to war and you're willing to sacrifice. Are you kidding? But the debt has gotten so bad. You think about this. They're projecting the $450 billion worth of cuts in defense over 10 years. So the Defense Department, their budget has doubled, $700 billion in 10 years since September 11th, $700 billion. What are they going to do? And that doesn't even include the $1 trillion plus spent in Iraq and Afghanistan. So they got to come up with some cuts. How are they going to do that? There has to be a way. I mean, there has to be something they have to cut. I'm going to say, no way do you do this. No way can you do that. You can't make those promises, recruit these kids, recruit any of these people, and then pull this rug out from underneath them. People have fought wars in the past who are now at an old, ripe, wise age, telling them, ugh, sorry about that. We can't put that in there for you. We can't help you out, man. All right, I think we've got Bev in Kentucky. Hey, Bev. Betty in Kentucky, I'm sorry. Hey, Betty.
Instead of cutting our soldiers, What they need to do is cut the pay for the senators and the representatives and the president, cut their health care coverage, cut their pensions, all the perks that they get. Maybe if they cut the pay enough, then the people that are running for office right now will quit running for office, and then some intelligent people might run for office, and our country might get straightened out.
Yeah, there you go. Because they won't like the pay. I like the way you're thinking. They won't like the pay, so let's have them take less and let's have them put themselves on the same kind of health care coverage. Yeah, absolutely. And notice how many of their families, and there are some, but not very many, are serving. So you're gonna tell people who have laid it on the line, who have lost limbs, coming back, yeah, we'll cover you for this and this and this, but geez, we can't ultimately cover you all the way through. And when you get to retirement age, gosh, it's Russian roulette. That's not right.
There's too much in our country that they spend money on that's wasteful.
Yep.
And that's not necessary to sustain life. And right now, that's what we need to concentrate on. Things that are necessary in this country to sustain life. And
there
all the other things, let them just not pay for squirrel sanctuaries and tarpon tunnels and all that kind of crap.
Yeah, I agree. Anything that all that stuff has to be put on ice. Betty, thanks. Good to hear from you. All that has to be put on ice. You know, cockroaches multiplying. None of us like cockroaches, but you know what? We'll figure out ways to deal with them, because what did we do before? Decades and decades and decades of cockroaches. Now we have to spend how much money to study the mating practices of the cockroach? Are you kidding? That's ridiculous. But we're willing like to act like cockroaches and stomp on the people who have gone over and served in the past. I don't care what it is. I don't care when they served. It's just not right. I just don't think they should do that. I understand the Pentagon's in trouble, and I understand that it's on a crash course, fine, and it's what everybody was ignoring what was going on for all these years. See, this is the thing. Okay, we're going to go fight these foreign wars. Now we're going to pull out, geez, I hope everything's going to be okay in Iraq, and eventually the same thing happens in Afghanistan. And how much money did we lay out for this? How much did we get back in reparations? That's why we have to get that oil money back from Iraq, because we couldn't afford this. We couldn't afford what we were doing there. And now we're turning around and messing around with the benefits for people who served in the military. I don't blame the veterans groups for objecting to the health care getting slashed, because that they're targeting that to try to figure out a way to make up the money. And, okay, so they have to make up some money, but to put people in that position, I mean, it's just not right. It's not right. And the reality is, what's there at the end of the rainbow for these people who struggled? And I don't care what the circumstance was, what we're talking about, what years we're talking about. This certainly doesn't make people want to jump in and say, oh, you're recruiting. Geez, that's the way to go. I'm going to join the Army, I'm going to join the Marines, I'm going to join, you know, the Navy, whatever, because the more that this stuff is out there, the more people are like, wow, I love my country, I want to fight for my country and do what my country asks of me, but what is my country going to give me in return when I've sacrificed my family, I can barely get them back, and now I'm in the middle of this nonsense. I mean, I think that the House probably won't make any changes in health care benefits. I don't see it. And the Senate probably be a little bit different. Wow. I say it's a no-no. Big, big mistake. Hey, coming up, we got the dungeon. Who am I going to throw in the dungeon? Ooh, it's a good one this time around.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
So what you go stand for, so I lock the door. All around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
To America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Thanks for tuning into the show. If you want to throw in your 2 cents on any or all of it, please do. Billy up to the bar, as they say. Although I really can't serve you a cold one other than a virtual cold one. You'll just have to imagine it. 800-259-5791. You know why I say that? Because bartenders hear the best stuff, I'm telling you. There's something about the semi inebriated and the inebriated where they just let it fly. And a sign of the times is it's not about women. It's not about ex-wives. It's not about ex-girlfriends. It's about politics. and where the country is. That's what a couple of my bartender friends say, that people are just so fixated on that. That's what we're talking about on this show. And I was just got through the whole thing with the veterans. How can you not offer the best possible quality anything? See, I don't get this. It has to be that way. It should be automatic. If you're going to serve, and especially based on years and all that stuff, you got to take care of your own. You put them out there, it's a minefield of IEDs and all kinds of things that psychologically soldiers, grunts, if you will, go through. And these conditions where they serve over and over again, and, you know, you talk to a soldier, and they say, that's my orders, and I do it, and that's what they're talking about. And then we see the sad statistics of the suicides coming back. You got to embrace these people. So why are we constantly trying to pull the rug out from underneath them? Because, okay, we have this huge government, which I think should be smaller, and we waste so much money on nonsense that we get ourselves in this hole that's almost impossible to dig out of without doing something really crazy and drastic. It doesn't make any sense. But it's too late. We're there. We can't go back in time. What are we going to do? And let's just hope, because I'll tell you, any of those groups, any of those veterans groups, I hope they lobby to death to make sure that they don't cut those benefits for any of those people. There's got to be other things they can cut out of that budget. Oh, has to be. Has to be, has to be, has to be. All right, this is a dungeon moment, and this might be a little controversial because some of you are going to think, maybe she's like kind of a fuddy-duddy, which I'm not. But do you think, I really want you to think about this for a second. Don't go away. Don't turn me off. Don't turn me off yet, because this is the moment. Do you think you would be interested in seeing a 36-year-old deliver a baby in the middle of a gallery? Would you pay money to see that? I'm serious. Okay, so here's the thing. There's a 36-year-old mom-to-be who's a performance artist, and she's created a home birth center at a gallery, at the Microscope Gallery. She's going to deliver the baby as a work of art in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, it's the bedroom, a usual bedroom scene. I mean, it's got the pillows and just any kind of bed you can stretch your imagination. And it's in a Brooklyn art gallery. It's not at home. It's not an at-home birth. So they've got a soundtrack that plays ocean sounds nonstop, and there's family pictures and photos that are on pillows and blankets and all that kind of stuff. So 7 days a week, she's there, and it's part of the project. People can band with the birth of Baby X. That's what they're calling it. So this woman and her painter husband, they don't know the baby's gender, and they haven't picked out a name, but visitors are allowed to return for the birth. They can get tickets, and they can come back for the birth. So she's talking about motherhood and the whole thing and blah, blah, blah. And when she goes into labor, she will go to the gallery, and people can witness it live. Wow. I don't know. This is where I got to just sort of draw the line. I don't have to sort of. This is where I definitely have to draw my line in the sand. Is that performance art? I mean, birth and giving birth and having children, I totally get it. Totally embrace it. I certainly in looking at over the years what women have had to endure in sometimes terrible conditions, you know, where you didn't have these hospitals where poof, you were in, you could pick your time and all that stuff. But as performance art, I'm going to say, if you had a free ticket to that, would you go and watch? Would you be curious enough? Would you go and watch? So, you know, I'm almost not going to, I don't want to really throw this woman in the dungeon because I just can't shove a mother in the dungeon. I don't feel right about it. But I'm going to say the kooks that decided, because I'm sure for their purposes, the Brooklyn Art Gallery is getting a lot of attention. It's called the Microscope Gallery. I'm going to say, yeah, this is a little kooky. You got to take a time out. So for the sake of a time out, just for the night, I got to put a bunch of artists in the dungeon. So without further ado, Matt Johnson, please escort these art kooks into the America Tonight dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
All right, so Matt, I have to ask you this. You know, you're not yet 30, and you're definitely not an old school guy. Would you, if you had a free ticket to go see this birth live, would you go?
Absolutely not.
Boy, that was easy.
That's not something I'm interested in. You can't unsee things.
No, you can't. You can't undo it. It's kind of a theme here on this show. You can't unring the bell, as I said before. You can't do it. So while I think it's a beautiful thing, it's natural, many of you have children, many of you are fathers and mothers, and, you know, you love your children, get it, don't think you want to see strangers watching you give birth. So here's the deal. If you want to weigh on this, send me a note, americatonight.net. A couple of you, through the miracle of Pal Talk, have done that, including Kissmaster61, who says, whack job, no way. And Eagle One says, not me. Oh, not me. And is she selling tickets? And see, for the gallery, you see what they're doing. It's almost like, I mean, it's not like it. It's what it is. The more shocking sometimes you are, the more headlines you get, the more controversy. I mean, you know, we know all this off the top of our head. Charlie Sheen makes $25 million. He doesn't have his 2.5 men anymore, but he went and toured around. It was controversial. Yeah, got some attention. You know, duh, winning. Remember that phrase. So still a little difference between Charlie Sheen and this, because he was kooky, and this kooky performance artist who is on display, going there. I mean, you know, there you could say, okay, if they were simulating the birth and they were talking about motherhood and all that sort of stuff, but to actually do the live birth, yeah, I'd have to say that's my line. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if some of you think, wow, I thought she was, you know, really hip and cool. In a lot of ways I am, but there's where my old school falls into play. Absolutely.
I'm stupid, you're smart.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about things?
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.